Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here with today's program is Pastor Paul.
I love to see weak make strong, but most of all...
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. I'm the senior pastor here of Island Community Church in Merritt Island. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. I personally thank you for spending, and hopefully it'll be 30 minutes if you can stick with us here for the next half an hour. You're going to hear the word of God here. I promise you, coming up in just a moment. Just want to let you know who I am and who we are. This church, Island Community Church, is a member of the Southern Baptist Convention. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30, Wednesday nights at 6 o'clock for Bible study. We're in a series here. We've got 2 weeks left on Moses. And that's what you're going to hear today. Sermon I just preached on Sunday. It's entitled Moses and the Name of God. We're in Exodus chapter 3, and we're at the burning bush, so that's where we're going to pick it up here. This is either Wednesday or Thursday. I'm going to let this opening play for both days. If it is Wednesday, I invite you out to our Bible study here tonight, Wednesday night, 6 o'clock. So if you're tuned in at 5:30, hey, you guys got half an hour to point your car towards 1000 North Banana River Drive and come by for our Bible study. We are in Luke chapter 23. You are invited. We'd love to see you. Sunday morning, we will be looking at Moses and the 10 plagues of Egypt. So that's what's going on here. God is doing an awesome work at this church, something like I've never been a part of before. And I'm just so grateful to be a part of now, and you are invited. So, okay, let's get into the word now. For more info, again, on the church, you can go to islandcommunitychurch.net. Everything I've ever preached is uploaded on there, and every sermon is up on there, and more on the church uploaded on there as well. So, okay, this will play Wednesday and Thursday. Here we go with Moses and the Name of God.
Then he says, believest thou this? Do you believe it? There is a generation that's going to be alive when he comes back. And that generation, you can take it to the bank, Richie, is never going to die. You will be translated in a minute from this old body to something grand. That's good news. With no funeral held in your service. Are you greater than Abraham and the prophets? Who are you? You know, you might die once in this world, like many among your family and friends and loved ones, but he's guaranteeing you that you ain't gonna die twice. Revelation says, I think it's 19:11. It says, he who overcomes will not be hurt by the second death. And you overcome by trusting in his name, always in your life. Never turning your back on him. Always walking with him. Crossing, even better yet, crossing the finish line in faith. That's all you got to do, is cross this finish line here in faith with Jesus on your tongue. That's all that's required. He's done all the work. Jesus paid it all. So here in John 8, things are building up now to a huge crescendo. You heard what he just said. How can anyone who keeps his words never die? Now in verse 56, Jesus is going to floor them with this comment. He said, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and he was glad. So Jesus is saying here, he knows Abraham. Verse 57, then the Jews said to him, you are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? So you, Lord, or I should say, they called him Jesus, wouldn't call him Lord. You're not even 50 years old, and you've seen Abraham? Is this a case of too much linguine? Who is the man called Jesus? Jesus said to them, assuredly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. He said to them in Greek, he said, Prin Abraham genestai ego eimi. Before Abraham was, I am. We've now gone all the way back to where we started this morning. We're back at the burning bush. And you can bet your sweet bippy, these guys knew exactly what he was talking about. They knew who he's calling himself to be, which is why verse 59 reads the way that it does. Then they took up stones to throw at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going out through the midst of them, and so passed by. What an incredible statement by the man named Jesus. Before Abraham was, I am. What do you do with Jesus Christ? For either he had too much linguine, or he is who he says that he is, the Son of God. What do you do with him? Josh McDowell said he's either a liar or a lunatic or the Son of God. There's only three options you got this morning. Liar, lunatic, he believed all those things and wasn't, or the Son of God. That's your choice. I present to you the evidence. This man named Jesus said he was old enough to have known Abraham 2,000 years earlier. I want you to see the significance of his name, but I think, church family, you already do. Now, I know we're looking at Moses in the name of God, but there's no more important thing in the world than you know who Jesus is and whom he says that he is. Because the idiots on TV say, well, Jesus never said he was God. Come here, let me crown you with this. No, Jesus never said he was God, but he said he was around. He's older than Abraham, and he just called himself Ego Eimi. What do you do with that? Now, for the remainder of this message here, let's look at where the Lord uses this name, I am, again. There's actually seven instances, all in the Gospel of John. There's room to write all of these on your handout, if you'd like. Right here on the handout, starting with, it says the seven I am statements of Christ. Starting with 635 all the way to 15:1. If you want to write these down, in these instances, he adds something to the name I am. This, again, is known as the seven I am statements. These I am statements go all the way back to our text in Exodus chapter 3, where God revealed himself to Moses as the great I am. All right, here we go. The seven declarations are, number one, I am the bread of life. And now, like the name, these are emphatic absolutes. They're not suggestions. It's not one way through a course of millions. Notice the definite article, T-H-E, the bread. He's not an odd loaf of rye or pumpernickel. The bread, which leads to eternal life. So, John 6:35, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. That's a double negative in Greek, oume. Two negative words in a row because the Greek language doesn't have an exclamation point. So to make something vein-popping, they would put two negative words back to back. So really this reads, he who believes in me shall not thirst. Meaning there needs to be an exclamation point. Meaning he's got a vein coming out of his head here. Meaning he's probably raising his voice to make a point. You come to me and you receive me, you will never thirst again, he's saying. The meaning of life, death. Why am I here? The old saying, oh, there's got to be more to this life. All that is quenched and satisfied in the person of Jesus Christ. You'll know why you're here. That God's got a plan for you. God wants to use you. You won't thirst anymore. All right, number two. I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. That's John 8:12. What do we read in Genesis? Let there be light. Here, he says, I am the light. Not a light. I'm the light. The light. Number three. Ego eimi. I am the door. I am the door. If. See, this is where you have a choice. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved. And he will go in and out and find pasture. Notice, not a door. He's the door. The only door that leads to eternal life. There are millions of doors to choose from in this world. There's one door that leads to salvation, and that's through the Son of God. All who call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. He said, I am the door. If anyone enters in by me, he will be saved. And go in and out and find pasture. Number four. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Praise God. Amen. He certainly does, doesn't he? He certainly did, didn't he? The Bible says God was in Christ, reconciling the world back to himself. God was in Jesus to reconnect you and him back together again. You think about the being, but even think that the being loves you. And that he knows you, and that he loves you. He loves you so much, he sent his son to die here on the cross. So that you could be reconciled back to him. That leads us to number one, I am the bread of life. Number two, I am the light of the world. Number three, I am the door. Number four, I am the good shepherd. Number five, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. This is now the verse I quoted earlier to you. Whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Now, I believe that that's a cryptic prophecy he just gave, that there is going to be here on terra firma, there is going to be a blessed generation. Like the first generation that could tell you the color of Jesus' eyes. There's going to be a generation alive here on earth that won't ever die. Matter of fact, he's giving you signs to know, right? He's giving you signs to know what that generation is going to be. Darren, I never planned on going there today. He gave you signs, right? The whole world will be full of pestilence, COVID, people fighting against each other, ethnic uprising, nation against nation, people hating each other because of lawlessness increasing. The love of many will grow. Uh-oh, we're 6 for 6. Those are the signs. But we're getting awful close to that time here right now. Jesus said, when you see all of these things, whoop, that was Darren's last sermon in here. Look up. Put a crick in your neck. Go see the chiropractor next week. I heard when Les Paul got in a terrible accident, he shattered his arm. So when he had it set, he got it set like that. Les Paul, the creator of the father of the electric guitar. So that he could always play. Go to the chiropractor and get your neck fixed. Walk around like Igor on Frankenstein. That's who he's coming back for. Hebrews 9:28, he's coming back a second time, apart from sin, to all of you people that look for him. That's what he says. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, even though he may die, like maybe your husband or your wife or your son or your daughter, cancer, even though they've died and have left this world, whoever, even though he may die, he shall live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Now, again, talk about a win-win situation. How can you lose as a child of God? How can you lose that? Whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. So as a child of God, you have a choice of either one of these two things. Number one, living, or number two, not dying. Kind of makes you want to shout, doesn't it? Call me crazy. God will decide which of the two will come to pass for you. Number six, you see all the time at a Billy Graham crusade in an age gone by. But the promise endures forever. Let's try us have a little fun. I'll read it to you in Greek and you tell me what it is. All right? It's got to be some rocket scientists in here today. One back there. Okay. Ego eimi he hodas, kai he alephaia, kai he zoe. That's right. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one, I didn't read that part, but the rest of that verse is, no one comes to the Father except through me. That's John 14:6. So he is the way, not a way. He is the way. There is one way for you to die and leave this world and to make it into heaven, and that is through his Son, Jesus Christ. He's the only way. He is the truth. Not your truth. Hopefully yours is his. His is truth. Whether or not, all we got to do is fall in. Fall into the truth. There's one truth. It's the truth. It's his truth. We fall in. What else can we do but fall in? You bow the knee to God and you fall in. He's not calling you to be perfect. He's calling you to believe. Believe the truth. His Son didn't die in vain. He died even for your sins. You're not perfect, neither am I. But thank God his son was and died for you. Jeremiah chapter 33 says he remembers your sins no more. God has got amnesia with your sins. That's why the cross is so terrible and yet so wonderful. All right, let's try this last one. No cheating now, Linda. Ego eimi he ampalos he alethine. In Greek, that reads, I am the vine, comma, the true. In English, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. The true vine. All right. You got one, you have proper English. One of four options or conclusions regarding the man named Jesus. Number one, option one. The stories in the Bible are all legend. Jesus never really existed, and all of the stories in the Bible are fables. That's an option you might choose. I can't get you to believe, because faith is a gift from God. I could be up here blue in the face. Jesus could be my brother, and I could show you pictures of my wife. He raised people out of the dead. Half the people didn't believe him. They went to the ACLU and ratted him out. They saw him and still went to the ACLU. You're not going to believe me if you don't have the gift of faith. You'll be at the ACLU by lunchtime. Rat out Jesus. Get a free cup of coffee. Why aren't you just a hero? Number two, option two, Jesus was a liar. Jesus willfully spun lie after lie. He laid claim to a title and a position to which he had no right. He promised to people things that he knew that he could not deliver. Option three, Jesus was a lunatic. Jesus, deranged and deluded, told stories and taught things about himself which revealed insanity, not inspiration, and delusion, not divinity. You've got to decide between these four this morning before you walk out of these church doors. Option number four, the correct conclusion is Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah, he's my Lord. Jesus' promises and claims may be relied upon. He is God in the flesh. He is the God-man and the Savior of the world. And he's the great I am. You see, the difference is Jesus has been raised from the dead. God raised him up from the dead and authenticated everything that he ever said because the grave didn't hold him. He's the only one that can claim that, and it's true. Paul said, the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 15, 35 years later, said over 500 people saw Jesus after he died. These are witnesses. C.S. Lewis wrote this. A man who was merely a man and said the sort of things that Jesus said would not be some great moral teacher. He would be either a lunatic on the level with a man who said that he was a poached egg, or else he'd be the devil of hell. You must make your choice. Either this man was and is the Son of God, or else a madman or something far worse. You can shut him up for a fool. You can spit at him and kill him as a demon. Or you can fall at his feet and call him Lord. And God, like Thomas did, my Lord and my God. But let us not come up with some patronizing nonsense about him being a great human teacher. That's Mere Christianity, page 52. Who is Jesus? I love this quote. He is the bread to feed upon. He is the light to follow. He is the door to enter. He is the sheep to guide you. He is the resurrection upon which to wait. He is the way of salvation to trust. And he is the vine in which I abide. And Jesus Christ is the great I am. The same I am who called Moses out of the burning bush. Let's pray.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study and Sunday mornings for service at 10:30 a.m. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
I see the joy of the dancers and all the healing they bring. You're the river, you're the life, you're the giver, everything that's right. But my words are weary, they'll never do. My heart is ready, was made to worship you. My lips cannot describe you, but my heart will sing. My mind cannot define you, but my heart will sing. My eyes cannot behold the precious beauty of your face. Still my heart will sing of your grace. I am a beggar in the land of the broken, the wickedness of man. I've been blind since the first time I opened my eyes. Your love is a wonder none can disguise. My lips cannot describe you, but my heart will sing. My mind cannot define you, but my heart will sing. Saw the glory of he who overcomes.